You are listening to Voice of Vashon at 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. Welcome to Forest Halls Celtic, an hour of mostly Celtic music, plus forays into other musical genres. I'm your host, Jane Valencia. Today's show honors Brigid, or Brigia, Brie, the Celtic goddess and the Irish saint, with music related to lore surrounding this powerful figure of light in Celtic traditions. Brigid was a goddess of the hearth, the forge, and of poetic fire, a protector of women in childbirth, guardian of the land, and more. In addition to music from the Celtic lands, we'll enjoy some ancient prayers and poetry to Brigid. We'll also wander along the shores, stepping outside Celtic-inspired music to touch into neighboring soundscapes that continue Brigid's threads in various ways. And yes, you're going to hear me pronounce her name in a lot of different ways through this show. Hope you don't mind. The Gaelic traditional festival known as Imbolc or Imolc, and also known as St. Brigid's Day, marked the first stirrings of spring and the beginning of the farming year, and this has just come to pass. As a cross-quarter festival or fire festival, Imbolc falls midway between the winter solstice and the spring equinox and is usually held around February 1st. Imbolc is mentioned in some of the earliest Irish literature from the 10th century onward. Originally honoring the goddess, the lore of Imbolc spoke of the transformation of the Cailleach, old woman of winter, into Brigia, the fair woman of February. And I'll say more about all of that as we go through the show. In the meantime, let's go ahead and start our journey with this music. This first piece is it's called Brigid's on Brigid's Eve. And it's actually a love song, not really having much to do with her at all, except for maybe in the realm of inspiration. And then we'll hear Áine Minogue playing harp and Brigid's Feast, followed by Lisa Thiel singing a song to Brigid.
Da dogus mingi mar vi si si ful ja sol in og is i go kincha roi lab menchen sco giglien a vin ni vui meles brehesi mo christi na mila pisi Mara we magician, I'm a warning ban. Near he wach me lach, lach ma vinsa. Sing lanta even me massa fas. Is garen on huachan, higyan gach misa. Spin on Hrinyacht, well done, San Korkaban. Been breaking a squeon, his Vietnamian, San Alla even, her unlocks now. Snore of in a bay, a Janu Wang, he were her. Been Mela. Tiu halen choren ta marohark an myra mower nagiach glan crin sisar natar hi harme ole sor hi is this me moren the yavinan is tar sach bronach Din gachironi a shelu jora mas faden la serina gloire ni bim mi wapio mara we magician ama wunin ban. Thank you.
blessed woman, come to me. Woman of the fires and woman of poetry. Blessed woman, come to me. Woman of healing, woman of skill for me. Blessed woman of the land, guide my heart and guide my hand. Blessed woman of the streams, guide my soul and guide my dreams. Blessed woman, come to me. Woman of the fires, woman of poetry. Blessed woman, come to me. Woman of healing, woman of skill for me. Blessed woman of the hills, heal all wounds and heal all ills. Blessed woman of the flame, awaken me to renew again. Blessed woman, come to me. Woman of the fires, woman of poetry. Blessed woman, come to me. Woman of healing, woman of skill for me. Blessed woman of the land, guide my heart and guide my hand. Blessed woman of the streams, guide my soul and guide my dreams. Blessed woman, come to me. Woman of the fires, woman of poetry. Blessed woman, come to me. Woman of healing, woman of skill for me. Blessed woman of the hills, heal all wounds and heal all ills. Blessed woman of the flame, awaken me to renew again. Blessed woman, come to me. Woman of the fires, woman of poetry. Blessed woman, come to me. Woman of healing, woman of skill for me.
Lisa Thiel with Song to Bridget. Before that was Onya Minogue and Bridget's Feast. And we opened with Lalu singing on Bridget's Eve. You are listening to Forest Calls Celtic on Voice of Vashon at 101.9 FM KVSH and on streaming voiceofvashon.org. Our next set is slanting into some other aspects of Bridget. In this first set, it's a lullaby set by Shira Kamen and Pam Swan. This harkens to, I'm thinking about Candlemas, which is about the purification of the Blessed Virgin and the feast of the presentation of the baby Jesus at the temple. So that is a Christian holiday that took over these honorings of Bridget in Ireland and Scotland. When you listen to the lullaby set, you'll hear Christ Child's Lullaby in there. Bridget is also, as a protector of women in childbirth, she's also a guardian of the newborn babe as well. So that's lullaby set in honor of her. We'll follow that with a piece called The Jewel, performed by Laurie Riley and Bog McNally. And then we'll honor Bridget's domestic associations. She is a goddess of the hearth and of the home. So a couple of pieces in that realm. Shira Kamen and Pam Swan.
Thank you.
Moving Cloud Orchestra, The Hut on Staffan Island, The Haggis, and Patty Ryan's Dream were those melodies. The pianist is Paul Maklis. I don't know if you're paying attention, but I was just really admiring his accompaniment for those tunes. That's why I have this album. It's because he was on it. He's one of my favorite accompanists. Before that, we had Phil Cunningham and The House in Rose Valley. And we heard Lori Reilly and Bob McNally playing The Jewel. And Shira Kamen and Pam Swan, Lullaby Set, was the opening music. Support for this program comes from KBSH FM founding underwriter John L. Scott Vachon, Best People, Best Results. And you are listening to Forest Hall's Celtic. We air live first and third Sundays from 12 to 1. And we have encore broadcasts of these shows, second and fourth Sundays. You can hear the latest show on demand at voiceofvachon.org. Just go to the tab that's the shows and hosts and click on Forest Hall's Celtic and you'll find the latest show there. All right, we're going to head over. I'm going to have a hard time with the pronunciation of this next artist. So anybody who knows Irish, plug your ears or something. But anyway, Padraigín Mhullathán sings this next song in honor of St. Brigid. I praise Brigid. And we'll hear two versions of this song today, this one, and then later on in the show, we'll hear another version. Then we'll hear some lore about St. Brigid and the goddess. Okay, so we're going to hear a little bit about St. Brigid. This is from the book Healing Threads, Traditional Medicines of the Highlands and Islands by Mary Beth. So Christianity came to Scotland and Ireland in the 5th and 6th centuries. And at that time, a lot of the traditions, the Celtic, old Celtic traditions, were found a new form in Christian honoring of saints. And it seems to have been, I'll just read directly from the book here. It worked up to a point, and certainly a potent belief in the old goddess Brigid seems to have had a relatively smooth metamorphosis into St. Brigid. The Christian Brigid, 452 to 524, was the daughter of an Ulster slave woman and was in turn sold as a slave to a druid whom she won over to Christianity by her own gentle goodness. 20 years after becoming a nun, she founded a mixed community of monks and nuns at Kildare, south of Dublin, not far from the ancient site of Dún Uaillimh, which may have been a center for the cult of her pagan namesake. It is interesting that a perpetual flame tended by 19 nuns until it was extinguished during the Reformation, is a distinct echo of the perpetual fire tended by 19 virgins at the goddess's shrine. In the 12th century, Giraldus of Wales wrote that no male was allowed to enter the sacred enclosure where the fire burned, again, perhaps, a reversion to a pagan priestess cult. Both goddess and saint were ascribed the same attributes as protectors of women in childbirth and scholars at their studies, and both were patrons of the arts and poetry and domestic skills. This next set of charms and reflection is from Onya Minogue's webpage. If you go to onyaminogue.com and then St. Bridget of Ireland, her page devoted to her, you'll find all of this and more. So this is a charm that was collected probably in the Carmina Gadelica. I think that was in the 18th century. Anyway, don't quote me on that one. But it goes like this. I rake this fire like everyone else, Bridget below it with Mary on top. 12 angels of the ages, protecting my house till dawn. And this is a charm that would have been when you're s'moring the fire, you know, at the end of the evening, and you're arranging the fire, covering it with peat, and so that the coals will stay alive, and then you could just start the fire in the morning. That's what those charms were for, is to keep the fire going and to have protection for the house. That's my comments, not Onya Minogue's. And Onya says here, Bridget, everyday concerns. And here's where she gets really interesting. This was a woman who walked beside you through your day, helped watch over your livestock, feed your children, and aided with issues around fertility. While all aspired to be like Mary, and it was she who has suffered the greatest of losses, losing a child. However, if you needed a strong presence to get you through the day, Bridget was your woman. Her concerns reflected the currents of everyday women, and for all that, she was beloved. The thing to remember about Christianity in Ireland is that for much of its life, the population was geographically and politically cut off from Rome, and not just from the leadership. It was forbidden as a practice and driven underground. The result? A type of contemplative, ritualized drawing in of the sacred into everyday life, and nowhere was this more evident than invoking the blessings of Bridget, Brigia. It began in the morning when the house was blessed. Brigia of the mantle, encompass us. Lady of the lambs, protect us. Keeper of the hearth, kindle us. Beneath your mantle, gather us and restore us to memory. And then I want to go drop down to this poem. Let's see, St. Bridget's Prayer. It's a 10th century poem attributed to Bridget herself. And you're going to find it pretty interesting. Here it is. I'd like to give a lake of beer to God. I'd love the heavenly host to be tippling there for all eternity. I'd love the men of heaven to live with me, to dance and sing if they wanted. I put at their disposal vats of suffering. White cups of love I'd give them with a heart and a half. Sweet pitchers of mercy I'd offer to every man. I'd make heaven a cheerful spot because the happy heart is true. I'd make the men contented for their own sake. I'd like Jesus to love me too. I'd like the people of heaven to gather from all the parishes around. I give a special welcome to the women, the three Marys of great renown. I'd sit with the men, the women, and God, there by the lake of beer. We'd be drinking of good health forever, and every drop would be a prayer. So there you go. A 10th century poem, or prayer, by Bridget. Well, there's nothing like love to inspire poetic song. That was a beautiful Welsh song performed by Welsh vocalist and harpist Sean James. We had a bunch of lore to St. Bridget and the goddess, and behind that was music that I created as sort of an improvisational piece called St. Bridget's Hymn. And then we had some I Praise Bridget to open the whole set. And let's see, I'm trying to decide how much I want to put in for the next bit. While I'm deciding, let me just say, this is Forest Hall's Celtic, and you can find notes to all of these songs, about more information about the artists, and more about the lore, links to the lore that I found, on my website, foresthalls.org. So please visit my website there for all of that. All right, we're going to go on to Bridget's Kiss. And this is by Lalou, who opened the whole show. The singer, she passed away in the late 90s, Onya Nehulahan. What a beautiful voice. And she wrote songs and also sang these traditional music. And it's a great loss to traditional music and contemporary as well. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this music. I just discovered her recently. We'll follow that with Tina Malia with Heal This Land, and it's not Celtic at all, but it has those threads of connection. Bridget is a guardian of the land. As you listen to this song, you'll maybe understand why I chose it.
Can the man
which now the hunger's all longing in our land. For the day's unfolding, now the time to fall us, only have we eyes to see your epiphany.
Queen Amalia with Heal This Land. And we're going to go ahead and close out this hour here, although I'm going to throw on something else afterwards. So let me just tell you that this is Forest Halls Celtic, and we air live on first and third Sundays from 12 to 1 with rebroadcasts on second and fourth Sundays at the same time. The latest show is available on demand at voiceofvashon.org and on forest-halls-celtic. That page, you'll find the latest show. A big thanks to Andy Valencia for helping me with tech matters and other things behind the scenes here. And thank you all for joining me. I'm going to go ahead and play one more song, and it may not be your cup of Irish breakfast tea, but it's sort of in the realm of poetic, well, I don't know about poetic inspiration, but musical inspiration, certainly the realm of Bridget here in that regard. This is Women of Ireland, a really beautiful song and tune. It was a poem written in the 18th century and then set to music by Sean Oriata in the 70s. So it's Jeff Beck, yes, the Jeff Beck, playing on electric guitar, plus some nice violin work by Lizzie Ball. Thanks for joining me. See you, hear you next time, or hear me next time. I hope you'll come again to Forest Halls.